We've been working on that a little over a year. We invited all of the smaller communities in the rural part of the county to participate. And Buffalo, Iliopolis, Pleasant Plains, Thayer, and Williamsville all agreed to be part of the plan. First of all, we had public engagement workshops to get input from the public before we started work on the plan as to where they felt bicycle and pedestrian accommodations would be helpful. We did get feedback from people who wanted to come into Springfield. Those connections to the Springfield network were going to be very important. Additionally, going between communities, also within their own communities.
What did you find might be the best way of getting rural bikers into the city and then sharing the road with vehicles?
We did look at the smaller volume roads. So whatever would be the safest, both for bicyclists and for drivers.
And now when you say smaller volume, you mean less traffic?
Smaller volume of traffic,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and slower speeds. Now, that's not always possible to get people, you know, where they need to go. We did look at roads such as Dirksen Parkway. On that side of the city, there aren't too many other alternatives. So that's one corridor that is recommended for bike lanes. We're looking for creating interconnective routes for people to travel. So just like you can get around in a car anywhere you want to go, you could also do that by biking or walking.
And Lynn, I wanted to bring you in on the next question. She mentioned interconnectedness. You biked out to the UIS campus to tape this conversation with us. What was that experience like? Could it have been better?
I've done a lot of bicycling and bicycle commuting over the past 20 years, and I'm pretty familiar with the routes. I had a couple of routes in mind, but I wanted to get here a little early, so I took the less pleasant route. Otherwise, I'd have taken the trail a little further and come over Woodside Road to Toronto Road and then here. Along the way, you get courteous drivers. You have drivers that keep an eye out for you because they're not used to seeing people in some of the more rural areas. It's a pleasant experience, and I get a workout.
I'm speaking with Lynn Miller of the Springfield Bicycle Club and the Springfield Bicycle Advisory Council. Also with us, Linda Whelan, the Senior Transportation Planner with the Springfield and Sangamon County Regional Planning Commission. In the rural plan, the second phase of what your office has put together and is now open for public comment, looking at all of the aerial maps that you've laid out, what do you think the feasibility is of that being realized?
Well, there are different funding sources available for implementing the projects in the plan. There are grants available through the federal government specifically for bicycle and pedestrian facilities. So that's a great source for communities to look to. They are given on a competitive basis at this point. So applications just have to be filed and you know, hope you have a good case for your particular project. Now, having it be part of a plan, part of a bigger network, definitely supports a project.
I wondered about the repurposing of train tracks and other corridors in and around the city and whether that's factored into the study.
Yeah, the trails that have been built, and this is true in many communities, have been built on abandoned rail corridors, and that's what we're looking as far as the extension of existing trails as well. There's particular interest in the newest trail, the Sangamon Valley Trail, which is planned to eventually go from the northern county line all the way down to the southern county line. So that'll be about a 38-mile trail through the county. As far as the 3rd Street Rail Corridor, when it becomes abandoned, I think there's a lot of interest in creating what we call the Planning Commission a linear park, also known as a trail, along that corridor.
Do you see any movement toward factoring in a bike lane on a repaved road? Is there any discussion either at the city or county level about putting dollars toward inclusion of alternative modes of transportation?
The Springfield City Council has recently approved the bike ped plan. They've crossed their fingers on the funding side of it. So that's going to take some more advocacy work on our part. But no, the Public Works Department is talking about bike lanes and shared traffic lanes. We call them sharrows, where there are signs and pavement markings indicating that it's for cars as well as for cycles. It's good to see local people engaged and enthusiastic about walking and cycling and exercise in their community. And those people are very enthusiastic about improving the infrastructure. And it's that kind of grassroots support that's really going to galvanize public opinion and get the political leadership and the will to implement these. And Linda is all about implementation. Planning is a great part of her work, but getting the plans adopted and the infrastructure built is critical to all of this.
Where the bike tire rubber meets the road, then, I suppose.
Right.
So what's next for you, Linda? What's next for your office? And what are you asking, perhaps, of the public and, you know, county board members or any other local official?
Yeah, at this point, we would ask people to look at the plan and let us know what you think, if you support what's in there, if you would like to see something different, if they're happy with what the communities and the other jurisdictions will be looking to implement, or if they have other suggestions. We have received some comments. The comment period started in the middle of May, and it will go through July 15th. We have heard back from some people, particularly regarding the extension of existing trails. People are interested in having those off-road facilities, both for recreational purposes and also for commuting purposes, from what we've heard. Implementation is a long-term process. I mean, we're talking decades. This isn't going to happen overnight.
Oh, yeah.
But having the plan is the first start. At the Planning Commission, like Lynn said, we facilitate putting together plans, and then we hand them over to communities. And so a grassroots effort to, you know, let community leaders know that this is important. If it is important to the citizens, then that will help get the projects implemented as well as the funding.